Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just let it run, boys. Just let it run, Callis. We were having people text in their submissions for what we should open the show with, which song we should open the show with. Sandstorm definitely on the list. Because this gets me all sweaty, man.
Me too.
This makes you think about getting out on the dance floor.
Yes.
Grinding up on some poor, unsuspecting ladies who don't know that scoring Doran's bringing them home for the night. Neil Walker brought to you by Spitzer Acura. Visit them at spitzeracura.com. Neil, refresh my memory, man. What was your walk-up song?
Well, I always tended to gravitate toward, like, the Beastie Boys, maybe some music kind of like this, but I always liked the throwback, you know, 80s, 90s type of, pop punk type of genre.
Okay. No grunge? You weren't a big grunge guy, Nirvana?
Nah, never got into the grunge. Yeah, I let some other guys take that. You know, the Seattle guys, the West Coast guys, they like to take some of that stuff.
But no doubt about it.
I tried to play kind of the demographics of where I was. The Beastie Boys were a big hit when I was with the Mets, I can tell you that.
Let me ask you about that 11:35 start now, Neil, because I don't think you liked it. Doran and I loved it. I was at the game yesterday as a fan. I know you were broadcasting because you're a really good broadcaster and your smile lights up the TVs. I've said too much. But why didn't you like the 11:35 start?
Well, I a whole bunch of flooding baseball memories come back to me, and more so than the broadcast. I actually loved the start time. I really did. For the sheer fact that you knew that the game was probably going to be done by 2:30, which it was actually a 2-hour and 14-minute game, which was incredible. But the scrambling around, like, I have this reoccurring dream, right? Okay, so I have this reoccurring dream that I'm trying to get somewhere, or I'm in the hole trying to hit, and I can't find my bat, I can't find my glove, I can't find my gloves, my helmet, I can't find anything. So that flooding memory came back to me in 11:35 game, because that is where my OCD ADD mind gravitated towards. So I felt for the players yesterday in that sense of the order. And wouldn't you know it, I actually had that reoccurring dream last night. I'm not kidding you.
Neil, so you've had so many teammates, and you know, whenever you play sports, obviously you see guys and you're like, that guy's pretty good. And then they transpire, and then they grow, and they get better and better and better, and all of a sudden they're this monumental figure. For myself, it comes to mind Antonio Brown. I saw Antonio Brown at the combine. He got drafted in the sixth round, and all of a sudden Antonio Brown's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Now, Kutch was brought back here. We didn't know what the Pirates are going to be this year, but there was a lot of hype behind Andrew McCutchen being back, and then obviously the mile markers that he could possibly hit in the Pirates uniform. He's very close to the next mile marker, which is the hits. And I think he's, what, two away. Did you know right off the bat that Andrew McCutchen would be as good as he is now?
Yes, I did. And, you know, for me, Andrew and I, we played a lot of baseball together, maybe more than any other teammates between the two of us. And I remember, you know, I was drafted in 04. I was a high school guy, obviously, and Andrew was 05, and he was a high school guy. So we immediately gravitated toward one another, and, you know, there was never you can tell, especially in the lower minor leagues or the mid minor leagues, call it, or guys that were just drafted that somewhat looked like fish out of water. Well, he was never even close to that. He was so uber talented. I mean, 5-tool, 6-tool guy from the time he was 18 years old. And, you know, there was never any conversation or any looks in his eyes of the deer in the headlights type look. I mean, he was just so poised, so impressive. You know, he played it at a small school in Florida, but the high level of baseball that he played for a long period of time translated very quickly into professional baseball. So, yeah, every accolade that Andrew is about to hit or has hit to this point in the longevity of the career, nothing has surprised me whatsoever. Just knowing the guy, knowing the talent, you know, he's been able for the most part to stay fairly healthy over his career. None of it is a surprise to me and to many, many people.
How do you think it means to him when he gets 2,000 hits, when he gets to 400 doubles, Neil? Is the moment not going to be lost on him? Will he know how big it is?
Yeah, I think so. And I think especially the 2,000 hits and the 300 home runs, you know, I think the 400 doubles, I think that'll not necessarily be a huge milestone for him. But at the same time, you know, internally, you think about what it takes to get to, you know, even 1,000, 2,000, and then forget 3,000 hits. You're talking, you know, nobody's for the most part having that longevity of careers anymore. But, you know, the 300 homers, the 2,000 hits, man, that is just, it's so impressive. Every player would be so lucky to hit those milestone numbers. I think he's understanding it, and I think he's really going to take it in more so than a lot of guys. And I think more than that, I think having done it here is going to be the biggest feeling and the biggest feeling of pride for him.
Neil, what an impressive series from the Pirates against the Cardinals. Now, there's a lot of people out there saying, oh, well, the Cardinals, they stink. They're last in the division. They're not any good this year. But they're still the Cardinals. You know, you've been chasing this team forever, since 97. You've been chasing the Cardinals. They've always been in your way if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates. Would it be a disappointment if they don't sweep the A's?
Well, yes, this weekend was phenomenal. And they did it in a way that I really was happy to see. And even if they had only won two or three this weekend, I would have been satisfied with how they played, especially on Friday, getting down 5-1. Jack Flaherty kind of, you know, looking like he was cruising. Then they get a run off him. They get him out of the game. And then they take advantage of some, you know, some miscues by the bullpen. But, you know, the bullpen for the Pirates picking up the Pirates the first 2 days, and then Rich Hill picking up the Pirates yesterday. You know, that's the kind of baseball, that's kind of grinded out baseball that you have to play if you are going to make a push post All-Star break. Because this is the time of year, you know, late May, early June is the time of year where, you know, guys start to rack up innings, guys start to rack up at bats. You start to realize the hot starts maybe weren't so hot, or the cold starts really weren't so cold. Water tends to find its level as far as numbers are concerned, as long as there's no injuries involved with individual players right around this time. And I don't think the Pirates are as good as they were in April. I don't think they're as bad as they were in May. But I wanted to see this fight mentality, this fight back mentality, where we're playing these games where they're down a little bit, then they get up, then they fight back and either take the lead or tie it, and then they post some good innings defensively and pitching wise, and then score some runs late. Like that is integral to winning baseball as you go forward, and it's from a player development standpoint. Those high leverage at bats for the young guys and those high leverage innings for the bullpen guys and starting pitchers are so integral to growth as a major league player. And yes, on the Oakland A's side, I hate to say sweep or bust, because that is, it's very difficult. The baseball guys, they do not like you to sweep teams, especially in back to back series, but it does happen. At this point, after sweeping the Cardinals, if they take two or three from Oakland, I would be, as long as they're playing good baseball, I'm fine with that.
I mean, it's like playing the Nashville Sounds, Neil. I mean, they are so freaking bad. It is remarkable. I was reading a piece about them today. Everything you think you know about them, how bad they are, they're actually worse. I mean, I can't remember the last baseball team that's this bad. It's because historically there really hasn't been one. They're on pace for 130 losses.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
There's something we want you to promote coming up this weekend that you got your hands on. We'll do that in a moment. But last thing for me, Neil, the way that the bullpen has pitched, the way that the starting rotation has been really from the start of the season till now, they've been solid. A guy like Ke Bryan Hayes, when he finds what he's found these last few days, that could be all it takes for this team, I think, to tread some water and to play around 500 baseball. Because the bullpen, the pitching is what it is. You just need a guy like Ke Bryan to step up, and I was really happy to see him be able to do that this weekend.
Yeah, I agree with you, Adam. I mean, I think we have a really good grasp on what the bullpen looks like. And, you know, if we creep another 5 weeks from now, 4 weeks, 5 weeks from now, and we're in this same position right around 500 or above 500, I would not be surprised to see a higher leverage bullpen arm also be added to this team, which would be amazing on top of how good these guys have played to this point. But the pitching has been solid, and that plays every day of the week and twice on Sunday as far as a 162-game baseball season is concerned. And now that you got guys like you mentioned, Ke Bryan kind of coming around and providing a little more slugging for this team, that is very integral, because we know what for the most part 2 through 5 looks like in the lineup on most nights, but those 1-7, you know, those 1-7 spots in the lineup, if you can get some production from that, and whether Ke Bryan hits in that, you know, 2-6, 2-5-6 spot, you know, he bounces around a little bit more than most guys. If you're getting production from him, it's gonna bode very well for this offense, because you can live with an out or even two on some nights from the 8-9 spot in the lineup, but you have to have at least spotty production from that 6-7 spot in a lineup now where there's DHs every single day of the week.
All right, Neil, what do you got going on this weekend, man?
Yeah, no, thank you for bringing that up. So Friday and Saturday, I am running for the first time the Whippeel Baseball Showcase, which is Friday. We have the underclassmen, the incoming next year, incoming sophomores and juniors. We're going to have 40, 50, 60 maybe coaches coming to the Battleground in Callery, which is out near Mars, on Friday for the underclassmen, which that is invite only. So you have to have a coach or a high school a summer team coach recommends you for that. And then on Saturday, we have the incoming seniors, which is wide open for any senior, essentially that wants to go play at the next level, regardless of whether it's D1, D3, community college, whatever. We're going to have hopefully the same amount of coaches, 40, 50, 60, in Russellton on Saturday morning. So if anybody out there is hearing this, especially the incoming seniors, and maybe this is the first time you're hearing about it, go to whippeelshowcase.com and you'll find the registration page. And like I said, the seniors, incoming seniors, if you want to get in, you can literally go on, click, sign up. But more than anything, I'm really, really excited about this, because it's the first year that me and my group is doing it. But, you know, I have the biggest soft spot in my heart for Whippeel baseball, obviously, but baseball in this region. And I know how difficult it is for baseball players in this area to really get in front of college coaches and scouts. So I'm hoping we have a huge turnout, and I'm hoping that we can, you know, roll out the red carpet for these kids and have this be an annual thing moving forward, where we get a lot of players regionally, but a lot of coaches that come to get to see them too.
What the hell do you know about Whippeel baseball, man? Could not have picked a worse guy than Neil Walker. Neil, thank you so much for your time, brother. As always, we appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, you Neil. Too. Neil Walker joins us every week. Love Neil.
The ultimate multitasker.
Yeah, he was texting us yesterday. He's doing the game broadcast on TV, right? Or was it radio? Whatever. He's doing the game broadcast and texting us. Long paragraphs. Yeah,
yes.
Not just like here and there.
Yes, like constructive too. It was like, hey guys, you know, I have this to do. Can we move this around? And he's like, it's not like, hey, how you guys doing? Or bye. He had to tell us something about his spot on the radio while he was calling the game, and Rich Hill was throwing and grunting and doing all kinds of stuff. And then, I mean, it was amazing because I was listening to it. It was on the radio. I was listening to it and texting him at the same time. Don't know what the delay is, but it couldn't be that long.
Do you think that Bob Walk can even send a text?
No.
Yeah.
He can walk a text.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.